This is PCJ Media, broadcasting to North America and the Caribbean from 16 to 1655 UTC on 9,955 kHz in the 31-meter band. For more information about PCJ Media, contact us by email at pcjmedia@gmail.com. Coming up, The Happy Station Show. This is the Happy Station Show. Hello, hello, hello. Keith Powell here with you for another 55 minutes on the Happy Station Show for listeners in North America and the Caribbean. And it's a lot of fun to have you with me. We have a packed program today because, as you know, we've had a number of specials that have been airing that aired in the month of October. So there's stuff that I had to move like to the next week, and then that next week became the next week, and so on and so on. So today, hopefully, I'm keeping my fingers crossed, we'll be able to get to all the stuff that was bumped not just last week, but on some other special weeks and as well. Anyway, as you know, we're now at 1600 hours UTC because of the time change in the US, which I totally screwed up a few weeks ago because I mentioned a time change, but that was for Europe, not for North America. But later on in the show, I'll tell you about the time changes and when you can catch the repeat edition of this show, the one that you're listening to at this very moment. So stay tuned for that. Now, normally we don't begin with a letter right away. We keep that for mailbag. But this letter, I thought, well, let's do a bit different this week because this letter is about Eddie Start. Now, a number of weeks ago, we had Eddie Start introduce our first piece of music. And just after that show aired, we got a letter from Eric Foster, who lives in Ottawa, Canada. And he said, well, he started listening to Happy Station in 1993. This was when Jonathan Gruber took over from Pete Myers, who hosted the show for 1 year after Tom retired. So he said he'd heard of Pete Myers, he'd heard of Tom Meyer, but he'd never heard of Eddie Starts. He had no idea that Happy Station had a show host of over 40 years. And it was enjoyable to hear, you know, Eddie's voice. Will I do that again? Well, Eric, I thought, you know, since you bring this up, why don't we have Eddie introduce our first piece of music again today? Now, some of you are wondering, wait, how can Eddie introduce your first piece of music? Eddie passed away in 1976. Well, you may have remembered, a few weeks ago, I picked up a special radio, a very special shortwave radio. Now, it looks like a radio. It feels like a radio in every sense of the word, but the only difference is that this radio is somewhat of a, well, cross between a shortwave radio and a time machine. So if I, I turn this button right here, and I wonder what that does. What happens if I open that thing? Oh, that's the battery compartment. Very funny looking batteries. Let's see if I hit this button right here. Ah, that's the on switch. I know it makes a loud noise. And then if I rotate the dial right now. Oh, you see, it's a clicking noise. We can actually pick up broadcasts from the past. Yes. So let me tune it a little right now. What band is this? The 1,000 meter band, I think. Yeah. No. Ah, here we go. The 1,956 meter band, which stands for 1956. What month shall we do? Let's see, December. Ah, there we go. What is the date here? It doesn't seem to be coming in too clearly. There we go. December 23rd, 1956. So let's have Eddie Starts introduce our first piece of music today on The Happy Station.
Yes, friends and listeners, they are Sweet 16. And as I have promised you weeks and weeks ago, for today's pre-Christmas Happy Station program, we are presenting to you the Sweet 16s of Holland, whom you've heard so often in this program, as a certain part of the Netherlands, something of the youth of Holland. I am very happy to say that they are now here in person. And I'm not fooling, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to take this very microphone out of its standard, and I'm going to go around and we'll ask the girls, over 30 of them, I think 33, because some have not been able to come, but most of them are all here, and I'll ask them to say their names, their first names, and I hope they will be pronouncing their names, which will be world famous, as long as they aren't already world famous. And I hope you will understand them very well indeed. I'm introducing you to the girls of Sweet 16s, saying hello to you personally.
Sjaan, Carla,
Imkje,
Beppi,
Sonja,
Marian,
Marja,
Freddy,
Marijke,
Irene,
Yvonne,
Ank,
Annekoos,
Annelies,
Annelieke,
Betty,
Tonny,
Miep,
Truus,
Riet,
Ottilie,
Wil,
Rijke,
Dini,
Jeanette,
René,
Hattie,
en Niet.
Have you counted, ladies and gentlemen? That is complete. The Sweet 16s are here under the direction of our good and mutual friend Lex Karsemeyer, who is conducting this grand show. They're all very pretty. They are of all denominations, most of them they're very slender and blonde. Some have dark hair or brown hair. There are brunettes here, and half of them are blonde. Dark blonde or light blonde, they're real kids of Holland, because there's not just one certain type. They're of everything. They have a very international get-up. And these modernistic Dutch girls are here and going to give you a show now, something that couldn't be better if you would be here in person yourself. So the Happy Station, with strengthened transmitters and very good wishes for a good reception, is starting today's Sweet 16 program. Life could not better be.
Is he in love with me? Yes, oh yes, oh yes, sirree. You're a
Life could not better be the Sweet Sixteens, as introduced by Eddie Starts, who introduced our first piece of music for today. And if you want to hear, you know, Eddie do this kind of thing again, because we have a number of recordings on standby, let me know with the information that I will give out later on in the show. Now, staying on Radio Netherlands for a moment, I have a very special guest coming up on a show in the near future. Now, let me see if you can guess who it is.
Hello, my darlings. I'm so privileged. I'm really very, very privileged to know that you're out there and that you're listening. And the way you still like me, that same way I still like you, if not love you. Okay, Keith, up to you now.
Well, that is Dodie Cowan. The Hers in His and Hers, that was on Radio Netherlands for many, many, many years. And Dodie Cowan will be my special guest on an upcoming edition of Happy Station very soon. She wanted to, you know, record that little greeting for all the listeners out there who still write her to this day. So she's going to be joining us on the show very soon, as well as Deborah Ray, who is really Dodie Cowan, or vice versa, or whichever which way. That's Deborah Ray, the author, and Dodie Cowan, the broadcaster of His and Hers, who are joining us here on the Happy Station Show. It's going to be an interesting show, because there's a lot of things that you probably had never had heard about before. All right, now time to go to our recorded message from Dan Helmsley in Chicago, Illinois.
This is Dan in Chicago, Illinois. I'm an amateur radio operator who listens faithfully with my trusty Kenwood TS-570D transceiver tuned to 9955 kHz. Thanks to my fellow listeners who support Keith and the Happy Station Show. It's great to know that all of you are out here. I started listening to shortwave 16 years ago as a high school kid, and my favorite memory, my first memory, was tuning in a commercial airline position report, then finding my first real commercial shortwave broadcast. I support shortwave radio. It's a necessary tool and always educational for everyone. This is the Happy Station Show on 9955 kHz.
You can say we sort of killed two birds with one stone, not literally. That was Dan Helmsley in Chicago, Illinois. And if you want to send in your recorded message, it's very easy to do. I love to receive them and use them on the show. Just record an MP3 or WAV file at your end and send it to the following email address, pcj.happystation@gmail.com. That's pcj.happystation@gmail.com. happystation@gmail.com. And we also heard in there the coded message. And as I said before, it's not important that you know what Morse code is, but more importantly that you heard the message. And let me know at what time and on what date, and either it being shortwave, FM, AM, or the internet, and send it along to the email address that I just gave to enter the lucky draw that we will have at the end of the year. The prizes will be, the first prize is a Sanjin ATS-909 shortwave receiver, the second prize a Sanjin ATS-606A, the third prize are the three books about international shortwave broadcasting by Jerry Berg. The fourth prize is a one-year subscription to the magazine Communication from the British DX Club. And the fifth prize is going, well, it's actually 10 CDs going out to 10 lucky winners of Tom Meyer's CD, Easy Come, Easy Go, made up of a collection of songs that he recorded for Happy Station in the 1970s and 80s. And the winners of these prizes will be announced for our transmission at 1600 UTC on December 31st, which will be 2 hours long. Our transmission at 200 UTC to South America and the Caribbean will also be 2 hours long, and we're going to have some special things on that program. Let's now state on to this for a moment. A few weeks ago, I mentioned the time changes taking place in North America and in Europe. Well, I kind of got things completely screwed up, or I should say in reverse. I mentioned the time changes happening for North America, but in fact, I was giving out European time changes because North America is a week after North America. Europe is a week after North America. You see, I'm doing it again. So this is the schedule as followed. For Thursdays, okay? Thursdays at 200 UTC, we broadcast to South America and the Caribbean. That is one separate show, and that now is at 200 hours UTC. Our transmission to North America and the Caribbean, which used to be 1500 UTC Thursdays, is now 1600 UTC Thursdays, and both shows are different unless it's a special show, when we air the same program to all regions. Now, the show that you're listening to at this very moment, that's right, this very moment, right now, at 1600 UTC, is repeated at the following times and days. The program at 1600 UTC Thursdays is repeated Fridays at 800 UTC to the west coast of North America and at 1400 UTC. It is also rebroadcast Saturday at 1900 UTC and Sunday 1900 UTC. Now, if you didn't, you probably didn't write any of that down, but there's an easy way to find out what Happy Station's schedule is, not just for North and South America, but for Indonesia, New Zealand, and very soon Kenya in Africa, as well as the repeat programs. We now have our own website. Well, it's the website for PCJ Media. The URL is www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. Now, we got the website up and running last week, so there's still a lot of typos because I was frantically typing information in the computer like at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. I think even I started maybe at midnight and I was extremely tired, so there's some gobbledygook. But you may find the gobbledygook interesting, who knows? But anyway, check it out online. Over the next 2 weeks, the typos and stuff like that will be repaired. And there's also going to be some other pages on the website as well. So it's www.pcjmedia.com. Now time for more music. I'm going to dedicate the next song to Dan Hensley himself, as well as to people who have signed up to the Facebook page, who happen to be Jan Housman in Holland, Raymond Vong in Toronto, Canada, Dmitry Meslin in Russia, David Carr in the USA, Mariana Kohe in the USA, and Brad Lovett. It's Make Your Dreams Come True, otherwise known as the theme song to the TV show from the 1970s, Laverne and Shirley, with Ray Conniff and his singers on the Happy Station. Ray Conniff and his singers with Make Our Dreams Come True, the theme song to the 1970s American sitcom Laverne and Shirley here on The Happy Station. Well, something funny happened a few weeks ago. My good friend Bob Zanotti and my other good friend Jeff White had told me about a guy living here in Taipei. Now, this guy, for many years, had been a very recognizable voice on the shortwave dial. He hosted Brussels Calling on Belgian Radio International, as well as the Mailbag Show. He also did some work for the SABC in South Africa and for radio in Namibia. And he was also involved with Radio Earth, which was a project that Jeff White started many years ago. His name is David Monson. Now, anybody who is over 40 years old will remember that voice. Now, I was very young at the time, but I do remember listening to David on Belgian radio. I remember the name, and I remember little snippets in my head of listening to the show. Now, it was very unique, very special, and it's the kind of thing that made International so special. I mean, there was a time, you know, you had really interesting personalities and characters that were on shortwave radio. I mean, one of them, most popular of all time, was Willis Conover on The Voice of America Jazz. That's right, Willis Conover, who did the special English program that was on the VOA for many years. There was Eddie Starts, there was Tom Mayer, there was Pete Myers, Jonathan Marks, Ginger DeSilva, etc., etc. Many, 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 many well-known voices. Ian McFarlane, Bob Toman, Bob Zanotti. I mean, the list is just endless, you know. Anyway, David is living here in Taipei. He's living in an area called Beitou, which I'm very familiar with. They have some wonderful hot springs up there, and we'll go up there one day and do something on the hot springs. But, you know, I met David a few weeks ago, and what's sort of become a three-week tradition now is meeting on Sundays for coffee after his son has his piano practice. This past Saturday, met up with David and his wife and his son, Ali. And we headed up to their home in Beitou, and we had dinner, and Ali played the piano for us, and then we did an interview by the swimming pool. And we're going to bring you that interview very soon in the future. Tune in next week, on next week's show, because I'll be telling you when we'll be running that interview. Now, to give you a little sample of what David was like on Belgian Radio International, we're going to take a listen to a clip of Brussels Calling. Now, this clip was part of a record album that was called Mailbag Monologues and Mobile Monologues, or something to that combination, that was released in 1980 to raise money for a charity in the United States, and it was excerpts of the live programs of Brussels Calling. Well, take a listen to one of them right now. Here's David Monson and Shall We Gather at the River? Now, I know a lot of you out there will have some very fond memories of this, especially Glenn Hauser, who does World of Radio, because Glenn, I don't know if you remember this or not, or even if you saw a copy of the album, but there's a note on the sleeve on the inside, which is for David, that you wrote. Yeah, it's quite fascinating. So here's David, and Shall We Gather at the River?
Shall we gather at the river, the beautiful... No, not quite right, that is it? Now, let's try it again. Shall we gather at the river? Shall we gather at the river, the beautiful river? Shall we gather at the river, the beautiful river of God? Shall we gather at the river, the beautiful river of God? Come on now, everybody, round your radio sets this evening, right, and take up the refrain. Shall we gather? You must all know it. Amazing what you can do with the things people leave in the studio, isn't it now? Canteen utensils, knives, forks. Beautiful tune, that. Yes, I've had that on my mind, the tune, for weeks now, ever since seeing the film, The Europeans. Anyone seen it? It's based on a novel, or is it a short story by Henry James? Not a great story, at least I didn't think so, but to my mind, a splendid movie. Splendid photography, music and acting, and that happened to be the theme. There's that cello passage at the beginning that returns throughout the movie, hauntingly. Etc. And has returned, or recoursed through my head, what's left of it, these past few weeks. Slow moving, perhaps. Not my head, the tune. Not everyone's cup of tea or coffee, but if it appealed to me, there's no reason why it shouldn't appeal to anyone listening to me this evening. What a grandiloquent place New England must be in the autumn, where the film was set, and where I'd be set too, had I the choice. What a sumptuous, sensuous, mind-enervating, spirit-soaring, imagination-provoking country. Has something to do with, as is the case almost anywhere, I suppose, with the chemical composition of the soil, at least the colours. The magnificent range and intensity of colour in New England is the result of the biological, or the botanical balances, rather, or imbalances of certain nitrates or phosphates in the soil. Well, whatever it has to do with, there can't be any place on earth more beautiful, more awe-inspiring than this in the autumn. But beauty is wherever you look for it, even in your looking glass, if you wish. I mean, if you don't think you're an oil painting yourself, no one else will. The point is, anyhow, that however blighted the landscape might be by human enterprise, by factories, power stations, electricity pylons striding across the countryside, united by kilometre after kilometre of cable, bearing heat, light, a warm bath or a television picture to thousands or the millions that live at the end of them, however unsightly, however intolerable, how nature-disturbing it might all be, you can still raise your eyes to the sky where the cloud formations, the light is constantly changing. As it is now, glancing out of our studio window, what I can see, rather, of the sky, very small patch of sky, what sky isn't obscured by this concrete monstrosity I'm broadcasting to you from now. Anyhow, you can still raise your eyes to the sky where the cloud formations, the light is constantly changing, and you can breathe ever so silently the polluted air, as I'm doing in the studio now. You can breathe ever so silently a little prayer of relief. What a world we're creating for ourselves, or what a world we have created, if you can call it that, for ourselves, and are in the process of bequeathing to future generations. It's not necessarily the meek who are going to inherit the earth anymore. It's the poor, luckless devils who haven't had much chance to do anything about it that are going to have it all thrust into their laps. Shall we gather at the river? Yes, but even that's been polluted by the effluvium of a myriad factories and the refuse and excreta of the societies that have planted themselves along its banks. Taken a trip along the Rhine lately, or the Meuse? Have you taken a trip, a boat ride across the Bodensee, Lake Constance, to Anglophiles? Have you taken a swim in the North Sea or the Mediterranean? I wouldn't, personally. And as for the blue Danube, the brown, the black, or the grey might be more appropriate. And did you realise, I didn't until yesterday, that we're liquidating, that we're erasing from the face of the earth each and every single day of the year an area of rainforest equal to the size of a Belgian province there, 9 of them, incidentally. In little more than 1 week, an area the size of Belgium, in other words, of rainforest, of life-sustaining oxygen-producing rainforest is erased from the face of the earth, with all the consequent effects to the atmosphere, the ozone layer, and so on. Any wonder, then, that the temperature of the world is slowly rising, that the ice caps are slowly melting, and that we're slowly in the process of scorching ourselves out of existence. I wonder what you think about it all, Mr. and Mrs. Pigeon, sitting out there so blissfully making love on the roof of our studio. At least I was always told that's how the birds do it, you know, rug beaks and exchange whatever they exchange in that entertaining little ritual. Possibly they think about it more than some human beings do. It's my impression that not so many of our fellow species do think about the tremendous ecological problems that we're giving ourselves, all in the name of progress. I'm sick to death of the word. What progress? And where's it all getting us?
And that was an excerpt of David Monson on Brussels Calling on Belgian Radio International in the, I believe, the 1970s. And he's going to be joining us on the show. I will announce the date for that special program next week. And that edition of Happy Station with David Monson will also be going to all regions. All right, now time for music. We're going to take a listen to a piece from the French operetta. It's a comedy operetta called Mademoiselle Netouche. It's Le Soldat de Plomb.
Débarquait du chemin de fer.
Le voir l'aimé pour la princesse.
Ce fut l'affaire d'un moment.
Elle lui fit part de sa tendresse.
Avec transport et sentiment.
Mais lui l'arme au bras de peloton. Le bras gauche sur le pantalon. Reste à soi l'invitation.
Et pour toi donc.
Parce qu'il était, parce qu'il était. Parce qu'il était en plomb.
Parce qu'il était, parce qu'il était, parce qu'il était en plomb.
Chou! Ah, ah, la jolie soldat Wicca. Miaou, miaou, miaou.
La princesse eut de l'étonnement.
Il était toujours au port d'armes.
Trois immobiles alignements.
Tout affolé, la pauvre dame.
Saisit le fantassin glacé.
Et puis d'un long baiser de flamme.
Elle couvre son visage bronzé.
À ce baiser trop furibond, le bon soldat perd son aplomb. Et le voilà qui fond, qui fond.
Et pourquoi donc?
Parce qu'il était, parce qu'il était, parce qu'il était en plomb.
Parce qu'il était, parce qu'il était, parce qu'il était en plomb.
Tchou! Ah, ah, le joli soldat Wicca. Miaou, miaou, miaou. Il devait avoir une suite.
Ce roman merveilleux,
dix mois après son inconduite,
la pauvre princesse s'aperçut.
Elle s'aperçut qu'elle était mère.
Et mit au monde un escadron.
800 troupiers prêts pour la guerre.
Tous à cheval comme de raison.
Hommes et chevaux, tout l'escadron fut enveloppé dans du coton et mis dans une boîte en carton.
Et pourquoi donc?
Parce qu'ils étaient, parce qu'ils étaient, parce qu'ils étaient en plomb.
Parce qu'ils étaient, parce qu'ils étaient, parce qu'ils étaient en plomb.
Attention, attention, voilà Madame la supérieure.
Vite, vite, vite à l'orgue. Ça y est, j'y suis.
Le Soldat de Plomb, performed by the French Symphony and Operetta Orchestra. Anyway, you're listening to The Happy Station, broadcasting to listeners in North America and the Caribbean, and of course around the world via the website of WRMI, which is www.wrmi.net. Well, I want to say hello to some of the people who sent in some emails. We have an email here that came to us from Bas and Sylvia, who live in Flevoland, Holland. They remember listening to the Happy Station show many, many moons ago when Tom Meyer did the show from 1970 to 1992. And they wrote me to say, did you know that Tom is on an album with Max Greger and his orchestra? Well, I had heard about this and I'd heard an excerpt of it, but they have the full album, which they have digitized, and they've sent me. And it's an interesting album. Tom did the Dutch version of it, which in English, if you translate the name, means in top form for winter sports. And it's kind of an exercise LP, meaning the music and the talk that Tom is doing in Dutch, you know, gets to motivate you to do some exercises for things like skiing and snowshoeing and whatever else, all kinds of winter sports. And they sent along a digital copy of the album, Baz and Sylvia. So they said, would I ever play it on the show? And I went, well, let's do that right now in our email segment. So here's a little clip of that album. And many of you may or may not have heard Tom speak Dutch before, but this is from the late 1970s. It's in top form for winter sports, Tom Meyer and the Max Greger Orchestra.
Dag wintersporters, Grüezi of Grüß Gott, zeggen ze in Zwitserland en Oostenrijk. Welkom bij onze skigymnastiek. We gaan met z'n allen proberen onszelf in een goede conditie te brengen voor het skiën. De muziek en de foto's helpen ons daarbij. Eerst springen we ons warm op de maat van de muziek, benen gesloten, kleine sprongetjes omhoog. Nou, daar gaat ie dan. Sprong, sprong, sprong. En nu voor en achteruit. Hop, hop, hop. En naar rechts en links. Hop. We spreiden en sluiten. Hop, hop, hop. Ten slotte steeds een stap vooruit springen, benen gesloten. Hop, hop, hop.
And there you go, Tom Meyer with the Max Greger Orchestra. From a album called In Top Form for Winter Sport that came out in the 1970s. And I want to thank Baz and Sylvia in Flevoland, Holland for sending a digitized version of that album along. It's a lot of fun to listen to, and one of these days we'll play another track from it. Sorry, Tom, but it is just a fascinating record. It's just so interesting to think about who came up with the idea to do exercise via record, you know? All right, I also want to say hello to Martin Foltz in California. And Martin, I read this show already at 200 UTC today because I got your email via Jeff at WRMI. You said that you tuned into the program. And I believe you even sent along a recording of it, so I listened to that as well, so I know how it sounds on the West Coast. But you didn't say anything else, so if you're listening to the show at this very moment, that's Martin Foltz in Mission Viejo, California. please get in touch with me, pcj.happystation@gmail.com. That's pcj.happystation@gmail.com. And I will send you a QSL card and stuff like that. And you can also check us out online, by the way, at our new website, www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. Y también aquí tienen un correo electrónico desde nuestro amigo que se llama Leonardo Santiago, que vive en Venezuela. Y me dije que, qué bueno, esta es de internet de Happy Station. Yes, well, there are some mistakes. You said you didn't notice them. You know, I made the mistakes because it was late at night. I don't know what time you listened, but anyway, thank you very much, Leonardo. Now time to get to our mailbag. All right, now let's dip into the mailbag to see what we have. Let me open our first letter here, which comes to us from... there we go. Tasmania in Australia. His name is Mike McNally. He listens to our show for New Zealand, the edition for New Zealand, via World FM, and he heard me mentioned here that I have dogs. How many dogs do I have, does he ask? And... what do they do when I'm not at home? Well, I have three dogs. One is a Labrador. Her name is Ginger. I have a Golden Retriever. Her name is Boppy. And I have a little white dog. Well, he's not so little. He's 16 kilograms. So he's kind of, you know, between a small and large dog. His name is Schoolboy. And I found him just over a year ago at a local store not far from where I live. And when I found him, he was maybe like 3 or 4 months. So I have three dogs. What do they do when I'm not at home? Well, when I'm not at home and if I'm doing other things, they do whatever dogs do, which is more than likely sleep. Except when I do Happy Station, they come with me to the studio. Yes, I bring them to the studio with me. Now, usually they're very quiet, but sometimes during songs or whatever, they bark and they're running around and stuff like that. And a few days ago, I bought them a couple of toys. I don't know if you can hear them, but they're like, you know, squeaky toys. Oh, they just woke up right now. And Schoolboy is kind of glaring at me near the microphone, wanting to play with his ball. So let me throw it to him. Come on, go get it. Come on, squeeze it. Make a noise. Here's another one. No, he doesn't seem to want to play right now, but usually he'll play with them and squeeze them and bounce them off the walls and everything, and now he's just brought it back to me, so let me, there we go, throw it again. Okay, so those are my dogs, and they're in the studio with me. Anyway, that's my answer to your questions. But anyway, if you want to get in touch with us via snail mail, the address is Happy Station Show, 8th floor, number 47, Lane 31, Section 1, San Min Road, Banqiao, Taipei, Taiwan, ROC 22070. And the good thing is I really don't have to repeat it because now we have our own website. Yes. So I could just say go to the website and find the address. And the URL is www.pcjmedia. That's pcjmedia.com. pcjmedia.com. And for the information where our address is, just click on About PCJ Media. All right, time for more music. Here's Nick Kershaw and The Riddle on the International Happy Station.
Blessing the Babylon time together.
Nick Kershaw and The Riddle, our final piece of music on this edition of The Happy Station. Once again, if you want to get in touch with us, our email address is pcj.happystation@gmail.com. That's pcj.happystation@gmail.com. You can also check us out online at www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. And if you're on Facebook, just do a search for The Happy Station Show, click on Join the Group, and that's it. And when you're at the Facebook page for Happy Station, you can also chat with other listeners and take a listen to all the past editions of the show. Once again, let me check. I think I forgot something here. No, I didn't. That's it, actually. Yeah, we've run out of time. So I'll be back next week at 1600 UTC for another edition of the show. It was nice to have you with me. And next week, tune in, because I'll be telling you the dates for some of the special programs that we have coming up. So, on behalf of our technician, Kevin Lee, who always does a marvelous job, our production assistant, Johan Backer, this is Keith Powell, all the way in Taipei, Taiwan, hoping that you have a good upcoming weekend, and a good week follows. So, until next time, friends, so long. Au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara. You have been listening to PCJ Media, broadcasting to North America and South America on 9,955 kHz in the 31-meter band. If you want more information about PCJ, our email address is pcjmedia@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.